Hey listeners, here's a quick note to let you know that the latest Malaysia's 100 Leading Graduate Employers, or M100 magazine, is available on the Grad Malaysia website. Discover the 100 most desirable graduate employers in Malaysia, as voted by more than 32,000 local students and graduates. Browse top employers nationally and by industry sector, get insights on what graduates want in their first jobs, and explore tips from recruiters from the nation's leading organizations. Download the e-magazine now for free at gradmalaysia.com/career-guides. You're listening to Grad Malaysia's TMI podcast. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Grad Malaysia's TMI podcast. For the first time, I'm not alone today for this episode. Instead, I have a co-host. Hi, Fariha.
Hi, Vimala.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, alhamdulillah.
So, as of when this episode is going to be launched, yesterday is actually Valentine's Day. So, we thought it would be appropriate for us to discuss a very relevant topic, which is office romances. Yay or nay?
Yes. All right. So, I have this strong opinion, but I would like to know your opinion as well regarding the office romance.
Okay. Personally, I do not encourage workplace romances, and I don't think I would ever be involved in any workplace romances either. Because there's just too much liability and too much risk that comes with it. Even if we feel like going into a relationship, we might be mature about it, you never know how it's going to turn out in the end, right? So it's a risk that you got to take.
Yep.
What about you, Fariha?
Well, we are actually on the same page, because I think that if you having an office romance in the same department, nevertheless, it will be more like drama rather than work.
Right.
There will be no, the professional words are completely out the window. So, I am totally agreeing with you about it.
Yeah, we are not exactly saying romances at the workplace don't work out. Even among our co-workers on the Singapore side, we actually have a married couple as well who met through work. So it's not completely impossible.
Yes, true.
But there are certainly a lot of trouble that can come from it if you're not mature about it, or you don't have clear communication with your partner about it.
Well, you have to like think about it, like how many times, I don't know, but you have to be really sure about this office romance to avoid having any trouble later, because we don't know our future, how it will be. Maybe like, God forbid, the relationship won't last long and things like that. But I won't deny that actually there are stories that maybe work out. Rarely we hear someone told us that, oh, the office romance really work out at the end of the day.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. So do you personally have any experience with workplace romances before, Fariha?
For me personally, I don't have, but I have witnessed it in my own past experience. Yeah. So
do share.
Okay, it is a small company, but the office romance begin with the CEO and also the director. So they both actually together build the company together. And it was not really pretty from what I heard the stories from my ex-colleague that already left the place. It can be really messy with they both cannot tolerate with each other if they have an argument or things like that. I personally will avoid all of the stories, because that thing is not my place to know. So I wouldn't want to know unless it involves me directly. So
And I guess the thing about workplace romances is it does not only affect the couple involved in the romance, but also the people around us, right? Because let's say there happens to be any favoritism involved in the relationship, then that will cause a lot of jealousy and rivalry among the other co-workers, which can create a very toxic environment. And also, like, if the couple has a lot of PDA or are being too cute at the workplace, that is just gonna annoy people.
With the PDA thingy, oh my god, I cannot imagine.
So there's certainly a lot of things things to consider because it involves so many people in the relationship and you can't have a personal relationship there.
Yes, yes, indeed.
And it's not even like how it is in the movies, right? Because there are so many movies and shows. Like, The Office is a big example.
Yes.
Not everyone are going to turn out like Jim and Pam or Michael and Holly in The Office. Or even other shows like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Parks and Rec. But movies like 2 Weeks Notice. All of these stories end up having a happy ending. But the thing is, you just can't guarantee. Because if you watch all these shows, there's also a lot of drama involved. And it makes sense for a show to have as much drama as possible to be entertaining. But if it's your own life, and you have to deal with it personally every single day, that's going to cause a lot of tension on everyone working in that place.
Indeed. And people have to remember that your life is not written by somebody else. You are the one who practically draw yourself. So please don't make things like, oh, this is all fun because I'm in a drama. Like, your life is not a drama. Quit it.
Yeah.
Quit it. Don't gamble your life with those kind of stories.
Yeah, we can sort of shape our life if we are the couple involved. But if it's someone else in your office who has a relationship, you don't really have much control over it either.
Yeah, yeah.
So while I was doing some research about why office romances actually happen like really frequently, is because these things make sense. Because you work on average 45 hours a week, and that means you spend one third of your life at work.
Yes.
Like, you wake up in the morning, you go to work, and then you come back home. And if you have the energy, you go out afterwards and meet up with friends and go out with your friends and family over the weekends. But in most cases, like, our circle becomes much smaller and the network of people around us becomes much smaller.
Yes.
And so we don't really get to meet a lot of people outside of this bubble.
Yes, and what more if you are an introvert person, right?
Exactly. And making friends might not come as easily to you as it does for other people. So when you end up seeing the same people day in and day out, you have very limited options. So you might end up having feelings for the people that are already in your life. The people that you meet the most, of course, are the people at your workplace. And you might think that you already know a person really well because you spend so much time together. But the thing is, do you really know a person as their complete self at the workplace? Or maybe they have another persona outside the workplace, because an office is somewhere we maintain a lot of professionalism, right? There's a high level of professionalism expected of you. So maybe the character that they have outside of the workplace is something that's not suited for you. You wouldn't really know that until and unless you actually get into that relationship. Another reason that I found a lot of people tend to fall for people at their workplace is because when you end up meeting the same people over and over again every day, it can get a bit dull because it becomes a routine, right?
Yes.
So in scenarios like this, when suddenly someone new joins the team or the company and you meet someone new for the first time, their fresh attitude or charisma might be something that is attractive to you, and they shine brighter than the rest of your coworkers and seem more attractive. But in reality, if you were to meet this person any other day outside of your workplace, when you already have a large circle of friends, you might not find them attractive at all. They might just be like any random stranger you meet on the street.
Yeah.
But the only reason you feel more attracted to them now is because you are already, you know, going through a mundane lifestyle every single day and meeting the same faces every day.
It's just that funny because usually when we first join the company, of course we want to show our best side. So somehow, with our trying to show our best side, people tend to fall in love, which is, I find it very amusing, I think.
Yeah, because this is literally, we are putting on a mask of the best version of ourselves. So definitely, people might find that attractive, but you can't say that you always keep up those high standard of personality, right?
And I always remember this, my lecturer used to remind us that what we show in the public is literally our outer self. So this is what we call as the onion theory. So each time you peel an onion, you get to know the person better with their bad sides. Maybe like the smell of the onion starts to, you know, make its way to you. Things like that.
Yeah.
The reality is that when you're at a workplace, no matter how many layers you think you've peeled back, you never really get to the center of it unless and until you spend a lot of time with them outside of a work environment. So yeah, the third reason that I found that this happens a lot is because sometimes you might be put on the same team together on a project, or you might just happen to be working in the same department together, right? So there's a lot of closeness involved if you're dealing with the same people every single day or for an extended period of time.
Yes.
Sometimes on certain projects, maybe you don't really interact with this person much. So when you are suddenly forced to have so much interaction with each other, it's only natural that you end up getting feelings for this person. And this is, it is boosted when the person values your opinions or ideas a lot and they seem to take your side often. This is something that forms a bias within ourselves, actually, because we might misunderstand that support as flirting or interest on the other party's side.
Yes.
So we might end up falling in love with them as well, because this person is so supportive of you. That's something that we look for in our partner, right? You end up building fantasies that you might end up with this person, but that's not always the case.
Yes. Then somehow that person is only being kind to you. That's all what he or she wants to do,
Exactly. Or they might just want to be supportive as a friend or as a coworker, but not necessarily because they have feelings for you.
Well, usually there are people with these traits in their personality that every time people is in trouble, they want to help as much as they can.
Yes, exactly.
So maybe we just going out with this love story too much in our life. So we have these fantasies planted in our head. But life is not a drama, guys. You have to think very mature and rethink about it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we should get too carried away with our fantasies and whatever we see in fiction. Because, well, that's fiction. It doesn't always work out that way.
True.
Yeah. So, Fariha, maybe you could share with us, let's say if someone does end up going for a romantic relationship, what are some definite no's or boundaries that they should practice?
All right. So, like I said before, I wouldn't really recommend people to go for the office romance, but who are you to control your partner, right? I mean, like, you cannot control your love. So this is what I suggest if you find that your love is within your clicks of, right? So the first thing is, if you want to go for a relationship, please make sure that you guys are on the same page, like no friends with benefits and things like that, because I think if you clap with one hand, there will be no sound, right? So just like make sure you both are on the same page and agree to be on a relationship, and how do you draw the line, your professionalism, your maybe just draw a line where you have to stop.
Yeah, if someone is looking for a no strings attached kind of relationship, then the workplace is probably not the best place to find a partner, right?
Yeah, and just stick to the dating apps.
Yeah, and only proper romantic love can be considered. If their feelings are not sincere, then they should probably avoid it at all costs.
Yes, yes. And the second thing is off limits if the person is in a relationship. Whether they are engaged or just starting a relationship, please avoid the colleague is like 2 weeks after they are broke up. Don't go to them and confess your love, please. Just find the singles. Don't disturb anyone's relationship. That is a very bad thing to do. Like, who are you? Why are you doing that? Are you okay? Yeah. You are not soul.
We don't need extra drama at the office, right?
Yes. Yeah. And imagine this. You are stepping into a drama, an office drama. You are not respecting yourself and also the company.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's say that is what happened, right? So please have more respect to other people. Also to you as well.
Also, like, I think this applies to any relationship and not just office romances, but like, if you really care about this person, do you really want to like get involved in their personal life and mess it up? And also like, You know, just create unnecessary drama. If they have like children already, are you sure you want to create a scandal and just break this innocent family apart, right? Why do you want to do that to yourself or the partner?
And no matter how broken that family is, that the person's family is, that is not your place to be, quote unquote, the counselor for the said person, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just let them solve the problem themselves. It's just that if they are still in the term of like 2 or 3 months after their breakup, after their divorce, sometimes there is still a chance for them to be back
Right,
together. So
exactly.
please do not engage.
Yeah. And just be careful about how you engage also, because I think you brought up an excellent point earlier when you said they share about their personal problems, we shouldn't really get too involved, right? And that actually brings up this parallel that I read about therapists and how a lot of people are really vulnerable during therapy sessions, right? And because they open up so much of themselves to this person, they end up having feelings for their therapist. And there's a boundary there, right, between the therapist
Yes,
and the
yes.
patient. So because of that moment of vulnerability, you feel like you connect emotionally with this person. But in reality, like, it's just a professional relationship and there's not really much real romance involved. And I think there's something similar that can happen in the workplace too. If let's say one of your coworkers start sharing about their personal life and problems with their personal lives, you might feel like you are peeling apart the layers of this person and getting to know them on a vulnerable level. But in reality, like, maybe that's not the case. And you should be careful if you feel like any romantic emotions are forming because of this emotional sharing that you have.
True. So, yeah, like I said, just let them be solving their problems because we know our boundaries, right? So let's move on to the next point, which is off limits if the person is your boss or has authority over you or subordinate or vice versa, which this means is that person has the power play over you. So if you are going to this direction, I can say that actually people can sense your move, they can smell your intention far, far away, you know, because you have that mindset to maybe like having a good raise of your salary and things like that, or maybe get fast track of the career progression, the jawatan. Oh, what is jawatan in English?
Like higher
The
position.
position. Yes, you are aiming for that. People can see you, even if that is not your intention at first, but people will start to think of that storyline, you know, because it's very common that people are doing nice things and then try to seduce just for these kind of things. Well, it is in a lot of drama that relationship starts with that person try to seduce the higher ups just for the better pay and things like that, and then suddenly married, just be the CEO, a wife or things like that. It's just that's so funny because somehow it happens in real life. But please do not do that. Please have respect for yourself. I think the hashtag for today I would like to use is respect yourself and your colleague and your company.
Exactly. Yes, that is so true. And I'm not even going to talk about the liability problems with like that come with having a relationship with someone who has more power over you, because like we've heard of a lot of stories of people misbehaving at the workplace, right? And it leads to other like harassment problems. So like not even going into that, even if your intentions are sincere, the thing is your coworkers won't actually know how sincere you are. And even if you were to see another relationship, like another couple, having a relationship of different levels, like you don't really know their true intentions. So you might end up judging them and thinking that, okay, this person just wants to get something out of this relationship and they're not really sincere. So this can really severely affect your credibility. And even if you put your own effort into your job and you work hard to get a salary increment or to get a better position, people might accuse you of favoritism and nepotism, which is something like you don't want that extra drama, right?
like there's nothing else to say because it's very straightforward. People will think wrongly of you, even if your intention is maybe like so pure, you are so in love, it's just really a pure love, but people won't see that way unless you are hiding it from everyone and just be professional at your office.
Right. And even if you are in a higher position, like you're a manager or someone, and you end up having feelings for someone who works under you, do you really want to put this person through all that gossip? Because you know for sure, like in most cases, the person with more power doesn't get the blame. It's always the person under them. So do you really want this person that you apparently like to go through all that gossip and all that stress and drama from other co-workers around them? Do you really want that for them?
Well, being in relationship is always a drama, but relationship in the office is a whole new level of drama, you know.
True, so true.
And I want to add on, if that person is from the HR, it's also off limits people that you want to go for a relationship, because if you date someone from HR, it will make things so uncomfortable and so complicated.
Right. And actually, since you brought that up, I actually have a story because when I was talking to one of our friends, she actually shared that in her previous workplace, this company was apparently run by a couple and her direct boss was female and apparently she used to cause a lot of drama among the co-workers, like just dragging them into unnecessary problems and stuff. And it became a very toxic environment to work in. But the problem that they faced was they couldn't go to HR and get support from HR to defend them in all these toxic situations because the head of HR was her husband.
I see.
So, of course, and it would make it super uncomfortable for them to go and complain about his wife.
You wouldn't dare.
And when some of them actually tried to report to him about what was going on, but he either, like, let it go, like, he turned a blind eye to it, or he would say, like, well, she's my wife, what do you expect me to do about that? He refused to take any action against his wife.
Oh, my angry self is cannot. Yes. Oh, my God. I cannot even think.
He just refused to step in and actually help the staff out of the problems that his wife was causing them.
Oh my God, I cannot.
Yes. So, definitely don't date anyone from HR. You're just going to make it very unnecessarily complicated.
This brings to your point earlier, which to larger your community, your groups of friends, I think there are a lot of people out there that are searching for a better half, you know. Just try to find another person from dating apps or maybe social media. There's tons of the applications in your phone, you know that, right? So there's always a way. You cannot find your better half if you are staying in your home. Go out and have fun. That is the better way to find your better half, I think. So even if you cannot try for the dating apps or meeting up with the social media friends, your ex-co-workers also can be counted, I think, because practically you are not working together anymore, right? So maybe you can...
Right, so like people from your previous workplace, right?
Yeah, and just find other dating pools except from your own co-workers, I think, from your workplace. Please avoid that as much as you can.
Yeah, on that point, actually, I think like if I were to have a crush on someone at my workplace and I know I'm going to move on to a different company, I might try reaching out to that person after I've left the company because like the risk isn't as high anymore, right?
And actually that makes a whole new fun drama, you know, because let's think this way. If you are going to confess to someone, that someone like showing a positive feedback, maybe you can be more serious about it. But if it turns to be negative feedback, Maybe you just can go and cry your eyes out and just move on. It's much easier than rather
because you're never going to see them again.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. So that you don't have to feel the embarrassment every time you're going to meet him. That, or I confess to
this. Yeah, that's actually a great way out of the embarrassment.
You can just avoid that, you know. Okay, I'm getting too excited for that. Lol. Okay. So moving on.
We have a hack. We have a relationship hack.
Find a better timing. Okay, so moving on.
Yeah.
To larger your circle, maybe you can join a class, like chess class or things like that. But I have a friend that actually meet their better half in the chess club.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, oh, so cute. It's a chess club. Like, so nerdy.
Yeah, and there's so many different class options too, right? Yeah. Like language classes or any art or instrument classes, pottery.
Yes, pottery.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's very in trend right now, right? To do pottery plus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like it is technically a dating recommendation, right? Like a lot of people are going on first dates to pottery classes.
Yeah.
So why not just meet your future partner at a pottery class?
Yes, and then you can keep your pottery with you.
Exactly.
Right. So you can exchange your pottery with that person. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. We are writing down a romance novel.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll call the publisher now.
So basically just do whatever you can to expand your friends and networking groups, like we said earlier, maybe not only chess club, language class or pottery class. There's tons of way that you can go for, maybe like extreme sports classes like go-kart. True. What else? Maybe racing for those who likes the adrenaline pump and things like that. There's so much things that you can explore. When you explore new hobby, you can explore new people as well.
Totally agree with you.
Right, so we are moving on to the next point, which is long-term love can be considered if the feelings are mutual and you're both mature and have a clear communications about your relationships. So all these words are actually concludes to be adults about it. Going for an office romance, please be adults about it. Please be mature and have a clear communication of your relationship to know what is your direction of the relationship. Are you going to marry this guy or this woman? Predictable. You know, somehow, suddenly, you guys are going to fight. And then at the office, you guys will not having the same opinion anymore. Every meeting, if you are in the same department, every meeting maybe will end up badly for you and for the team.
Right, exactly.
I don't see any good way outcome from the unserious relationship. Yeah. So, well, I think every relationship have to communicate, right? So, I think this is, well, I don't have to explain more about this thing because
it's applicable for any relationship, what more a workplace relationship, right?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. And please do not date your coworker unless you are aware of all the risks, like all the drama. I can imagine in my head, you know, like, okay, what if this couple have this kind of scenario that person has another girl wants to hit on him or whatever. You know, it's like too complicated. I like complicated movies, so it makes me wondering, why would you do that to yourself?
We've seen enough rom-com movies to like come up with 100 different scenarios, right?
Yes, there's like 101 ways of ruining a relationship, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I'm just imagining every possible way to ruin your relationship and make it a whole lot of another drama. I need to stop to say drama in my...
Well, I wanted to ask, but like, let's say these two people are on the same page and they really like discussed it and they thought things through, and they decide, you know what, let's just give it a shot. So what should they do then?
If they want to go for it, maybe talk and maybe explain to the HR about their situation. Because some company, I don't know if you guys have heard it or not, yeah. But I do have heard that some company has the no relationship romance right, in the contract. Yeah. So
I've heard about this too. And I think like it's maybe not as popular in Malaysia, but I have heard like some companies in other mm-hmm. countries having this clause saying that like they do not allow their employees to have relationships. Or I guess those who have mm-hmm. seen the show The Office, they might know this sounds familiar because yes. In that show, whenever they want to have a relationship mm-hmm. in the office, they have to go and declare it with HR because they have to sign a liability contract saying that like in case the relationship doesn't work out, they won't, you know, resign or let the drama
mm-hmm.
affect their productivity and, you know, just cause chaos at the workplace. So people could ask around from their coworkers or people who have been there for a long time, or if they have mm-hmm. a good relationship with HR, maybe they can just like, you know, ask HR if like there's anything any rules against it.
Yeah, if is the relationship is okay with the company.
So if they allow it, then I guess it's not really a problem then it just comes down to the communication between the couple mm-hmm. themselves.
Yeah, okay. So moving on to the next one is, okay, if you decide mm-hmm. to date one of the colleagues, so what you should do is to consider switching departments mm-hmm. with minimal interaction or switch jobs to avoid any potential drama. You could lose credibility and respect among your colleagues if you are accused of nepotism.
Exactly.
True.
Yeah. Well, and just favoritism in general, right? Nobody likes the teacher's pet. And that applies to the workplace too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
True. So I think actually this will spice up your romance life also, because practically you are dating in the office, but mm-hmm. you are not working together closely.
Yeah.
So I think it will be like less drama. I don't know if anyone is okay with it, but I don't think that I can meet someone for 24/7 in my life. Like I need friends too. I need my me time as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because sometimes it can be healthy to have a time apart with the partner, right? Mm-hmm. And have our own time with the friend circles.
True, yes.
How do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. Because like, if you do end up dating this person and maybe even getting married to them, will you be okay with like seeing them at home and also at the workplace? And like, if you were to hang out with your coworkers after work, you still have to see your partner there as well. And maybe for some people that might be fine, but I think in general, it can be really healthy to have different friend groups and, you know, other people to have different similar interests with. Because you're not going to have all the same interests with your partner, right?
Yes.
So, and sometimes it is completely normal for people to gossip about their partners too, because you don't always see eye to eye on certain things, right? So it's always good to have a different group of friends where you can gossip or just, you know, just vent and get any stress about your relationship out.
Yeah, because not everybody is perfect, right?
Yeah, and if that friend that you happen to pour your heart out is also friends and is seeing your partner often, what if they go and spill the beans and they tell the person like, hey, she's been talking about you? Like, that's just gonna get you in a lot of trouble and complicate your relationship. So sometimes it's just better to have some time apart just to be yourself and do other things apart from each other.
Yes, true. I am totally agreeing with you about this, because, well, sometimes we just need somebody else to listen to us from our perspective, right? Because maybe our opinion, the way we're seeing things are this way, but maybe he is not agreeing things with us. So we need somebody else to tell stories to, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And also, don't think someone who is in the position of being the friend to this couple, if they were to find out something about the relationship from one of the person, then this is something that's going to bother them too, because then they're friends with both these people, they're working with both these people, and they can't share whatever is going on in the relationship with the other person. And this is just going to add extra pressure for the people around them, to, you know, the friends of this couple. And it's going to create a very toxic environment for the friend. So, on that note, though, there's actually a really good video that I found on YouTube. It's called Crucial Mistakes You Need to Avoid While Dating in the Workplace.
Okay.
And it's a video by Relationship Theory.
Uh-huh.
And it's run by this couple, Tom and Lisa Bilyeu.
Okay.
So they are actually they're a couple, they're married, and they have several businesses together. So they all work in different functions. Either they are co-founders, or in one of it, she's working in marketing, and the husband is working as the chairman, and they have like similar high roles in their companies. So they actually discuss in this video about certain boundaries that they set for themselves, and also how they had clear communication when they went into this, because it's like not only are they both in a higher position, but also like they have a lot of employees under them, right? When they look at their own story, it can work, right? It's not something that is completely impossible. So they said, like, in their case, a strong communication and being on the same page was really important for them, because in Lisa's case, she is someone who finds that touch is her love language. So she likes having public displays of affection, like kissing her husband or holding hands with him and things like that. But it's not something that can make other people comfortable in a workplace, right? So her husband is someone who doesn't do PDA. So this was something that they discussed about. They set boundaries of how much is okay and how much is not okay for them to have in their office or in front of their employees, just to maintain professionalism. So I think things like this are something really important that any couple who is thinking of having a romantic relationship in the workplace, regardless of whether you are a manager or a subordinate, like, this is communication that you must have with your partner.
True, true.
The key to any relationship is communication. So just have good, mature discussions with your partner about how you want to handle this as an adult at the workplace, and not make anyone else uncomfortable. And so, yeah, going on to the next point, actually, if you have any personal drama or emotional strain, just try your absolute best not to bring it into the workplace. And it works vice versa as well, because, like, we've seen this in movies, right? When a couple has problems at home and then they come to work together, when they disagree with their partner, even if it's a good idea, they will immediately disagree with them because they're angry about something that happened outside of work.
Yeah, it will like disturb your work for the day. So I don't think that it is much fun things to do.
Yeah, it doesn't encourage you to be, collaborative and have proper teamwork with your partner at the workplace. And it works the other way around too, because, like, if you have some disagreements at work, or you feel like your partner maybe didn't support you on a certain idea or project, you might end up going home, and after work, you might end up taking out your emotions on your partner. And that's just, it's a recipe for disaster if you take out your emotions at two different places and put them together. So really work on keeping your emotions apart and not mixing it all up together and making it into one giant mess of a drama.
Well, somehow, I think it's very hard to distinguish the professional works and also the private life things. It's kind of hard to do that, actually.
Yeah, it's not easy, but there's definitely, again, like, a lot of communication involved and a lot of maturity involved to in order to not let those feelings affect your relationship. Whether it be your romantic relationship or your professional relationship. So yeah, finally, I guess if you gave it a shot and you tried it out and you find that maybe this relationship just doesn't work for you, then I guess the best thing to do is, again, communicate. And it depends on how you end up breaking up. If it's on good terms and you feel like both of you can stay professional, then by all means, you can just keep working there. But
True.
let's say if it's a bad breakup and, like, there's a lot of drama involved, and you just don't feel like you can work together with this person anymore, then the best thing for either one of you would be to either just, like, switch departments or switch jobs and just find another job elsewhere. Because you also have to consider, like, even if you did break up on good terms and you're still friends with the person, would you be okay if you suddenly find out that they are already in another relationship? Or worse, if this other person, this new girlfriend or boyfriend, is also working at your office, then you have to spend, like, every day looking at your ex with this new person, and how are you gonna feel about that?
I can only silent scream. I was like, no, what am I watching?
Exactly. Like, yes, I can't imagine being in that situation, because I don't think there are a lot of people who have that amount of maturity and respect to, you know, not only allow their ex to move on, but also be happy for them, right?
Yes, yes.
So, like, some people can be happy because their ex has moved on and found a partner that's better suited for them. But sometimes that hurt is gonna, you know, it's gonna be painful to see that. And you don't want that affecting your productivity and your emotions at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, again, you should definitely consider when you're going into the relationship. And if your relationship comes to an end, like, you should really think about, do you want to stay and risk this happening? Or maybe it's better for you to just move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole a lot of things to consider if you are going for the office romances, right?
Exactly. And personally, I think there are more negatives than positives.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Again, we don't want to be a negative Nancy and let our listeners know, like, you know, it's you're bound for disaster if you try a relationship at the workplace. I mean, if you really feel like you can make it work, by all means, go ahead. But really think about it. That's all we're trying to say at the end of the day.
Right. So,
yeah, I guess that's about all that we have to share on this topic. So thank you so much for joining me today, Fariha. I think, like, that was a really interesting conversation. And thank you for the stories that you shared with us too.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It is an honor to be with you for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you on too. It was a really fun conversation.
Yeah, thank you. So, thank you for the sharing.
Yeah, and also, I guess, all the best in finding your future partner. Yeah,
I would say that maybe take another, like, 4 to 5 years more, because I'm going to study things like that. I don't want to be involved in those kind of things yet. Yeah,
I understand. So, yeah, all the best for all your future endeavors. And thank you again for joining me today.
So, everyone, please take care and stay safe.
All right, take care. And I'll be talking to the listeners again in the next episode. So, don't forget to tune in, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Grad Malaysia's TMI podcast. Don't forget to check out our website, gradmalaysia.com, for more career guide articles and ebooks, as well as new job and internship openings. Follow us on social media too for even more career tips and fun content. That's GradMalaysia.